Welcome back, everyone, to this next episode of the podcast and my interview with Troy Hadid. I have mixed feelings about technology these days, but one of the positives for sure is that it allowed me to talk to Troy, who lives in Trinidad and Tobago. Score one for Wi-Fi. Troy is many things, right? Like every guest I've had on here, he is a multitude of things inside one human package. We talk about yoga in this episode. We talk about love. We talk about benediction and writing. But it was an experience he had, a very unexpected experience, that changed him and marked him forever. And it's still indeed a touchstone in his life to this day. I've started meditating, but have yet to try yoga. Eckhart Tolle expressed this beautiful sentiment about yoga. Inhale the future, exhale the past. And when I'm meditating, the practitioners often urge me to inhale positive energy and exhale what is troubling me, whether it's energy or a thought. So perhaps in both yoga and meditation, we can breathe in what is right for us, what is beneficial for us, and what will bless us. And thus, potentially, we can change our futures. One more yoga quotation. Yoga is not about touching your toes. It is about what you learn on the way down. And that quotation's from Jigar Gore. So with that in mind, let's get going on to my conversation with Troy Hadid.
This woman and this little girl are sitting in a lifeguard booth looking at me do yoga. Not awkward at all, right? So then finally I say, well, her mom is here. She maybe is more comfortable, confident. So I come down to sit to call them both onto my mat. And they both start coming onto my mat. So we all sit there in meditation, eyes closed. No one has said a word. And I remember opening one eye, like, just to make sure this was really happening.
Have you ever experienced or witnessed something that you considered to be a miracle or magical or transformative in your life, something that made you think about the world in a different way or allowed you to glimpse something in the world that you didn't know previously existed? I'd love to hear whatever story or stories you'd like to tell.
Definitely. I have one story that really comes to mind. The book is filled with quite a few. But before I jump there, I would say that, you know, we have this thing with the word miracle, right? What is magical and miracle? And I talk about this in the book as well. It's a chapter that speaks about it. But a miracle is defined as something that cannot be explained, so must be attributed to a divine agency, right? Human experience and life on a whole, regardless of what scientist you are, even Albert Einstein said it, no matter what scientist you are, no matter what questions you answer, there's always two questions, how and why? How and why? Okay, how and why? Okay, Big Bang? All right, what was with the bang? Why did it bang? Where did the things come from to bang? How and why? So I choose to believe that while we forget it, because life becomes very mundane and routine and uncomfortable and painful, that life itself is a miracle. And that if we really just stop and look around and ask the right questions and listen to the right answers, that we recognize that miracles are all around us, everywhere, everywhere. So that's my take on miracles. But sometimes we forget. And, you know, we were having a chat before and I have no problem being really open and vulnerable. Yesterday, I forgot. Yesterday for me was a tough day and I forgot. And I had to remember this very same story that I'm going to tell you now. And it's about when a relationship of mine ended with a very dear friend. We dated for about 3.5 years. This story is also in the book. Not to plug in the book, but it's like... and I was heartbroken. I was really heartbroken. And there was a day when I just had enough. Not like I was going to take my life or anything. I was just done. I was done with life. So I jumped in my car. I drove to this little cove beach called Macquarie. And I was going to do a sunset yoga practice at the seaside, take a swim, and try whatever I could do to wash things off a little bit. And, you know, when I walked down the stairs onto this pebbly beach and there was this two ladies talking with a little girl. And one of the ladies I recognized, she was local, long dreadlocks. And the other lady and little girl, I assumed were tourists because they just didn't look local. Sure, we have light-skinned locals, but they just didn't look local. So I went in the, I waved and I said hi and I tried my best to smile. I was really super down. And I went in the lifeguard hut and I began to practice. And I put on some Krishna Das, I put on my mat. And this lifeguard booth, maybe it's about 10 feet square, right? So my yoga mat is 6 feet. So it's kind of tight, right? So I'm practicing and maybe about 10 minutes in, for anyone familiar, I come into like upward facing dog. Right, but passing through my hands, my chest lifted. And in front of me stood this little girl out of nowhere, same little girl. And she had the bluest eyes ever. And this story could be really long, but I'm going to try not to drag it on too long. So I went back to my practice and because I wasn't sure what was happening, right? But she didn't seem startled, so I wasn't startled. And I went back to my practice, continued practicing to down with whatever. And she just started walking around me in circles, in circles, in circles, in circles. And then she finally took a seat in the corner of the lifeguard hut, like so literally like 3 feet off my mat. And she just sat there and she looked at me practice yoga. And I came down and I invited her to come and sit with me and she didn't budge. So I said, okay, I went back to my practice. Then sometime later, maybe another 10 minutes, whatever, I heard his footsteps coming and it's your mom. And she signals her mom to come and sit beside her. So now this woman and this little girl are sitting in the lifeguard booth looking at me do yoga. Not awkward at all, right? So, So then finally I say, well, her mom is here. She maybe is more comfortable, confident. So I come down to sit to call them both onto my mat. And they both start coming onto my mat. So we all sit there in meditation, eyes closed. No one has said a word. And I remember opening one eye, like just to make sure this was really happening. And maybe another 10 minutes or however long, her mom said something in French eventually after sitting there for some time. And I imagine it was like, it's time to go. That's the energy I got from whatever she said. So they get up, they wave goodbye, and they walk out the lifeguard booth. And the lifeguard booth has two flights of stairs, right? So I'm in back in downward dog now. I go back to my practice, and I could actually see them walking downstairs. And as they hit the sand at the bottom of the second flight of stairs, the little girl pulls a hand out of her mom's hand and she walks back up the staircase. And I'm in downward dog and I see her coming and I'm like, what's going on? And next thing I know, she disappears around the flight of stairs for a moment. And next thing I know, there are these 2 feet standing underneath me. And she puts one hand on my back, my lower back. And she just leans over and she gives me a kiss right on my ribcage. And then she leaves. She walks away. And just so people who are on the video, just so I made sure I would never doubt that experience, I had it tattooed, a symbol of that tattooed on the side of my ribcage, because I knew that I would doubt that that had ever happened. Well, I had to make sure that I never forgot how that went down. More importantly, how it made me feel. Because to me, that little girl was an angel. And whatever directed her to do what she did that day, that was God kind of putting his hand on my back and saying, yo, I got you. Like, I know it's really uncomfortable right now. This is all part of it. But I got you. It's going to be okay.
To share a little science with you as we wrap up this episode of The Pod, and it's about kindness and what science has discovered with kindness. So this is from SSMHealth.com. Physiologically, kindness can positively change your brain. Being kind boosts serotonin and dopamine, which are neurotransmitters in the brain that give you feelings of satisfaction and well-being and cause a pleasure reward centers in your brain to light up. Quote, what studies have shown is that when we are either thinking about kind acts or witnessing kind acts or engaging in acts of kindness to other people, there are several biochemical changes that happen in our brain, unquote. And that quotation is from Dr. Bawani Balamudi. He is a child psychiatrist. And I just was thinking about the story that Troy was telling this week, and I was thinking, how very kind and lovely it was that that child and her mother sat with Troy, engaged in the practice with Troy, and then the child returned to give this benediction. And they both kind of appeared in this moment where Troy needed reassurance and he needed some affirmation that he wasn't alone in this world and that the world had his back. But irrespective of that, is being kind good for you? Yes. Absolutely. So this week or every day, find someone to be kind to or be kind to yourself. I mean, we all do need to start with the self. Thanks so much for listening to The Pod, and please remember to share it with those you love or maybe someone that you barely know or really just everyone. I'm so very grateful to those who listen and grateful for all the positive feedback I get. But still, sharing is caring, and the more people that listen, hopefully, the shinier this world will become. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Troy. Where have you had kindness or caring given to you? Where has someone given you something beautiful that touches your soul? Be like Troy and remember it. Engrave it upon your heart. And use that memory when life is hard, when life is challenging. So be like Troy and use that memory to remember that life is good, life is abundant, and life is a gift. See you so very soon for the next episode of The Pod. And until then, I hope your days are filled with beauty, with laughter, and with kindness.